This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Omar Mateen, who law enforcement says killed 49 people in a gay nightclub in Orlando on Sunday, reportedly passed several background checks to get his job. Mateen worked as a security guard for one of the top security firms in the country. Criminal background checks are a common part of the hiring process for many companies, but how deep those checks dig can vary. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
When looking at a potential employee or even vetting a security guard, businesses turn to the background checking industry, companies that scrape data from court records and elsewhere to assess if someone is a risk. Jack Zaran is president of the risk management firm Pinkerton.
Companies are often trying to balance what's pragmatic versus trying to screen for everything under the sun.
Because a better background check will cost you. You can go online and get some basic info for under $20, but if someone moves a lot or a state doesn't aggregate the data, that information is scattered all over. David Sawyer is president of background screening firm Safer Places.
And it really is, unfortunately, no one place that you can go to make sure that you've done a really good, thorough background check.
And resources like the fingerprint-linked FBI database aren't available to everyone. Even if they were, security experts are quick to point out not even the best screening can always catch those bent on killing. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.